My name is Tim. I'm 54 years old, and I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've had numerous relapses with long and short periods of sobriety, 10 years, maybe a couple weeks, then 5 years and a few days, and I could just never stop drinking. And I've also been seeking for about 20 years. I started with Zen and Tibetan Buddhism. And then what really started to resonate with me was Advaita. And I would see some YouTube videos. And I was particularly taken when I saw some of the John Sherman videos. And it looked really easy. He said, just look at yourself. And I liked it. But I worried that it was too simple. All of the Zen things that I did, there was week-long zazen, years of study, your legs were breaking, cracking, your mind was going crazy. And so he's saying, just look at yourself. Well, how can that be anything? And I also worried that I might be doing it wrong, just like I did when Zen didn't do what I had heard a lot of people did and Tibetan Buddhism. I just figured that it was me, that I was doing something wrong. And the same thing happened with just looking at yourself. But John kept saying, I heard him say over and over again, one thing about this is that you just can't do it wrong. And the way that I did it was I started with that there's a feeling of me. And I don't think about it or analyze it. At first, I would look at myself and get an immediate negative feeling of insecurity and guilt that I'm screwed up, but I wouldn't stop and analyze it. I would just keep feeling the feeling of myself, the feeling of being me. And after a while, if I didn't judge or analyze, that negative feeling would slowly go away. I do this whenever I can. I have a picture of Ramana Maharshi by my TV. And when I'm watching TV, I occasionally will look over and see him, and it reminds me to look at myself. I see Ramana and automatically look at myself for a few seconds. I also have a few cards around the house, on my nightstand, in the bathroom, and the card just says, look at yourself. And I see the card, and for the next few seconds, I look at myself while I'm doing whatever it is I was doing at the time. And now again, every once in a while during my day, the thought now just springs up, look at yourself, and it's now just a habit. Before, I was going to a 12-step program, AA, which has helped millions of people, and it was helping me for a while, but I still kept having relapses. Unfortunately, I found that the emphasis of a personal God, one who controls things, he makes this happen and makes that happen if I do the right thing, just wasn't doing it for me. AA also talks about getting rid of character defects, that I'm doing something wrong, which of course that resonated with me because I always think I'm doing something wrong. But after a while I realized that after listening to John, that I'm really not doing anything wrong, and this has really helped. I'm more peaceful now. When life shows up, as they say in AA, I don't get frustrated. I might have an initial reaction of annoyance or even anger, but it doesn't last long. I can fairly quickly, without even realizing I'm doing it, see that it's not happening to this person, Tim. It's not happening to me. It's just happening. It's not personal. I don't avoid things or put my head in the sand. I'm not trying to get away from things. In fact, I can more easily see what role that I have in making whatever the situation difficult. This week, I drove down to Southern California from where I live in the Bay Area, which is about an 8-hour drive. And in the past, this would have been just a miserable experience. I always hated the long drive, and then the end of it was 2 hours of Southern California rush hour traffic, a catastrophic end to a very bitter experience. But it wasn't that bad this time. In fact, it went kind of quickly. The long drive was happening, rush hour traffic, 2 miles an hour bumper to bumper was happening, but it wasn't happening to me. I was just there. I'm also now have been sober for about 6 months and not thinking about drinking. So the experience that I've had with looking at myself, the work that John and Carl have been doing, has really been a very positive influence for me, and I'm very happy that I came upon it.